Wonderful job, choir. Wonderful job, Vicky. For those of you that may not have realized it, we are in December. 3 weeks from today is what?
Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. As you can tell, here in this area that we live in, it's quite busy. And I know all of you have tremendous responsibilities and places and things that you need to do, and especially getting ready for this time of year. I know at certain times it can be difficult. I know at certain times you can feel like you're a little stressed out. I know that not only the things that are going on in your life, but also the things that are going on in people's lives around you. I know Mesquite's taking a phone call now because concerning about her son. I know that when people are kind enough to raise their hands back there and say, pray for my friend Sherry who needs the job situation squared away. Not only are the things and the difficulties that you have in your own life, but I know that hopefully God has touched your heart with compassion that you are concerned about others. I know the travel around this traffic we had, I saw folks out on the beltway, and there was a little cutting in and going on and out like that, and they were giving each other just encouraging signs that I didn't quite understand. Wow. 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 That I'm here to tell you a phrase that I heard a long time ago. Sometimes we need a little Christmas. At Christmas. Sometimes we just simply need to step back and realize why we are here. And I know it's difficult. I know there are things going on. I know that we're trying to fit things in and we're trying to make things happen. But my friend, I am here to tell you, this is the greatest time of the year. I love to walk in the church. I walk in this Monday and I see that Santa's little helpers had been out and all the wreaths were up there and how beautiful the church looked after the decorations. I just love those simple decorations. Miss Ruby, you just noticed, didn't you? Doesn't it look nice? Yes, good. I love to see the tree here. I love to see this scene. And in the scene that's right under this tree here, this is the manger scene. We sang about what today? The manger. We sang about the manger. And so many people this time of year, you'll hear a question being asked. So what's so big about that little baby in that manger? What's all the big deal? Well, I'm here to tell you today. It's only because of that baby in the manger. Christmas, if you mark it down, it's 9 letters, and 6 of those letters spell Christ. They didn't say shopping must. They didn't say, you know, buying mass. They said Christmas. This season should be about Christ. What starts here in this manger, a small baby, will end up on Easter when we celebrate a king on a cross. This is the season about Christ. And I'm going to read you just one scripture today. You don't even need to turn to it because the time I'm reading it, you'll already be looking for it. It's in John. It's one that you've heard many, many times in the first chapter. 14th verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your Word today. Just open our minds and hearts for just a few minutes, God, so that we can focus upon you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. I love Christmas. Love everything about it. I love when you go in, you see everybody, all the red that you see. I love everybody all dressed up. I like all the festive things. I like Christmas music. I like the hymns that we sing. I like the hymns that you sing every time it comes. I'm dreaming of, and I'm just rolling the windows down and singing as loud as I can. Bing and I, we have a wonderful duet when it comes on. Oh, I just love Christmas. And I believe you do too. The problem is sometimes we let the things kind of get in the way. We let the responsibilities sometimes creep in a little too much. And sometimes, hopefully, as we are going to do this morning, we're going to refocus. We're just going to think about what Christ did for us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Do you realize the concept that I am talking about? People talk about God and they have this concept of God and he's up there and he has that Mike Duffy hair and beards and he has all these things and he's looking down and all. Do you know the most exciting gift that has ever been given is the one where God became human? God became human. He came to this world not as people would think he would be coming. No, he came to this world as a little teeny baby. I know whenever, especially at this time of year, that whenever there's a baby around, whenever children are around, that everybody gets excited. I had texted my phone this morning and Lauren David, I was praying for them during the prayer request because they're a little bit under the weather and they've still got sniffles and they said, you know, we don't want to come spread our germs here at just before the cantata, but we hope to be there next Sunday to worship with you. Wow. Because I know when that little Adele, when she is coming down, that nobody pays any attention to anything I say. And that is exactly, unless we're talking about raccoons now, they might say, but... What do we need? Mango, chestnut, and burnt hair to feed them or something like that. Don't we? That's what I keep hearing on the television. Nobody pays any attention. Why? Because the focus is on babies. The focus is on children. And that is where that focus should be. I am so amazed that the God who created the universe, created the heavens, decided to come into this world as a baby. God became human. Why? So that God would know everything there is about us. Jesus was born into this world, suffered everything, every challenge that each and every one of you have ever suffered and faced. God became human. I love a God who's not just up there looking down at us. I love a God who's not just with you. I love a God who became human. Knows all of these things that we have dealt with. And who would victoriously hang upon a cross. In just a few minutes, I'm going to serve communion. And this Sunday morning, I'm just going to ask that you just focus on that one thing. About God becoming human. There's a lot of things that go on. There's a lot of challenges that we face. But I serve a God who loved me so much that he gave that only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should have everlasting life. I serve a God that over the weekend, I had the privilege yesterday to come back from the mountains. On Friday, I went up to visit Mom, and we had a glorious time. I called up Bob Hyam about an hour beforehand and said, I'm picking you up, brother. He had no idea. Hattie probably would have paid me to take him, but I didn't ask her that. Off we went into the mountains over there, and we went in, we walked in the house, and I noticed one thing. Bob, before he walked in, he did what? Wiped his feet. I didn't have to tell him. I'm glad my mother didn't have a test to tell him. Because you didn't want to track anything in. I serve a God that doesn't do it like that. He doesn't say that you got to clean up before you come in. He says, you come on in and I will clean you up. You just come on in just as you are. I think during this Christmas season, and I love all the gifts, I love all the wonderful things, I love all the pieces. Bob was telling me all the places he has to be around Christmas, and what's the dish you gotta make? What is it, potato? A sweet potato casserole. And I know it's gonna be good. But I don't know how good that sweet potato casserole is. It's still going to be enjoyed so much more when your focus is on the baby, when your focus is on the manger, when your focus is simply on what God has done for us. I can't explain it. Sometimes I have a hard time wrapping my head and arms around it, but I'm telling you, God loved us that much. Just a moment, I'm going to call these ushers down. And as you partake of this wafer representing the body which was broken, as you take of this small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed, I simply am going to ask you to focus on God and what He did for us. This month, you're going to hear from me again and again and again about the focus of Christmas should be on Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house. Heavenly Father, we have sung songs of praise to you. God, we have read in your word that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And God, we thank you for that. We thank you for that baby being born in that manger. We thank you that he would grow up to be a king that was hung upon the cross. The ultimate sacrifice. Why? Because of our sins. And simply because of our faith in you, you give us this eternal life. So God, let us take this time this morning simply to thank you for what you did for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name.